Road rage is quite common in our country and it is not a good thing. In a video that has gone viral on Facebook, we see an example of it. In a 27-second video, we see five people arguing in the middle of the road, two of them are elderlies, judging by the color of their hair. The other three consist of an adult woman, an adult man and a child. There were a couple of bystanders as well. https://www.worldofbuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/04/925666/4_5659857/01-1974_56926127/1296090759074_and.mp4 The adults were all pointing fingers at each other while arguing when suddenly the adult man attacked the elderly man with his helmet. Astonished, the two women pushed the man away and the elderly woman smacked his shoulder. The man, enraged, held up his helmet in a threatening way but the other woman stopped him in time. The older woman picked up her shoe and tried to whack the other woman who was swatting it defensively. Bystanders quickly jumped in and pulled the group of five apart. According to the Star, the incident happened in Bandar Baru Air Itam and the victim and suspect have both identified. The victim is an 80-year-old retired taxi driver while the suspect is a 35-year-old security guard. Georgetown OCPD asked Com Sofian Santong said that the incident began when the victim stopped his car at the junction. The suspect's motorcycle collided with the victim's car at the junction, causing the bumper to fall off and breaking the lights on the right side of the car. So the victim went down to check on his car and told the suspect to make a police report. Then suddenly, the suspect hit the victim with his helmet. As a result of that, the victim suffered injuries and bruises to the face and head, which required several stitches. The assistant commissioner also said that the suspect feels unhappy because he claimed that the victim was the one who hit him first. The suspect is now receiving treatment in a hospital. This case is being investigated under Section 324 of the Penal Code for causing injury. No matter what, violence should never be an answer. We hope that justice will prevail and for the rest of us, we should all stay home and keep our hygiene levels up. Also read, crowds of machines seen queuing up, not practicing social distancing to claim BPN Gov funds. You have reached the end of this story.